I'm here in Dunmo with a guy called David Marr, and we're looking at something called a uniprop. And this is your brainchild, is it, David? What on earth is it?
If anybody's familiar with acro, they'll know that the acro is a building support. It's a telescopic building support. So there's an internal tube that comes out, and then the builders can lock it in place. And it's the intention of it is to support a ceiling or, you know, when they're trying to create some sort of structural repair. The problem with the acro is that when it comes to being used with power, it's very dangerous, and every builder will recognise that it's not fit for purpose. So what we decided to do a couple of 3 years ago now was to work on an upgrade solution, and that's what Uniprop is.
So how revolutionary, if you like, is this for the building trade and for people who would be using this?
It's completely groundbreaking, if you pardon the pun. The fact that builders will now be able to introduce a hydraulic assembly into the guts of the prop, use the power, and when I say power, they'll have up to 2,000 kilograms of available power to them. It's a product that takes the stress out of general building.
So what would you say to anyone, and Essex in particular is quite famous for entrepreneurial skills and start-up businesses and that kind of thing. What would you say to people listening and thinking, I might have an idea or maybe something I want to take forward, but I'm not sure what to do next? What would your top tip be?
Well, my top tip would be make sure that you research the market to make sure that whatever idea you think you have got really does have a home. And of course, there's no substitute for great advice.